Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Here's a little trick I use to get other people to want to meet with you when you're in a city that is not your own. Listen, when you're going to a city that's not your own, it's almost like you have a free card that you can play with that most people don't even know. Seriously, most people don't even know this strategy. How many people are in your city right now that you'd love to connect with? Well, the problem is you're in the same city. So there's like no reason, right? There's no event based around, hey, we should get together. So sometimes what I do is when I am going to travel to a new city, a lot of times I know somebody in that city that I want to meet with. And maybe they're an influencer. Maybe I've read their material, their content, this type of thing. But anyway, the fact that I'm coming to their city gives me an excuse to reach out. Now, you don't just reach out when you need something. But if you've kind of had this relationship with someone, platonic, just casual, just you know, show up on their radar. A mentor of mine named Jesse basically talks about your fast 50 list. This is a list of people that every quarter you just reach out to and encourage. And you just say, hey, great post the other day. This type of thing, just real soft. But then when you actually are going to travel to their city, you basically reach out to them and say, hey, I'm coming to where you're at next week, whatever. I'm coming to where you're at next month. But it gives you a reason out of the blue to be able to meet with that person because you're in town and it's short. They know it's not going to be a permanent relationship. But again, if you've added value to this person, then the fact that you're coming to their city many times turns into something magic. Here's the reverse of that. If you're somebody who gets, let's say you're an influencer and you get these requests a lot, you get asked a lot to be able to meet with people who are coming from out of town. What I've done is I've created a monthly gathering. So I tell people like, hey, here's all the places in 2019 that I'm going to be hosting a free event. I'd love for you to come. And I've had people literally, like a guy last week, maybe you saw him on the video, Doug said, I'm coming on that day. And that day is kind of like a day where I build in time to chat with people, meet with people, and this type of thing after the event. So whether you want to meet with people or whether people are asking to meet with you, this is a strategy, a double-edged strategy where you can get meetings, but also then meet with other people in a very cool way. Take care, everybody. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I'd love to hear what you do as a strategy. One other thing I do once in a while is if I know everybody's going to be attending a conference, I've done this in the past with my buddy Brian or Mike, but we create an epic breakfast. So we basically say, hey, outside of the event that's normally going on, we don't want to take anyone away from it, but we create an epic breakfast. We invite influencers and it's a great time. We pay the bill and we just create the atmosphere and we don't try to get or gain. And that's turned into some cool opportunities as well. These are a few tips. Go ahead, use them, apply them. Maybe you got some own share of your own. Share them and comment. If you know somebody who needs this, please share this post with them because we all can benefit from better business practices. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.